Hey, all right. It's me, your host with the most, Dirk Bentley. Welcome to the Hooba Hooba. Easy, easy. Hey, come on now. We're all here for a good time. Yeah, you're here for a good time. I can see that right now. Lady people and gerbilmen, put your flappers together for Captain Hack, folks.
Hey, thank you. My name is Captain Hack, space pirate by day, stand-up comedian by night. Hey, this place is pretty dingy, huh? I think the last time they cleaned, Pluto was still a planet. What, are we in a vacuum? Yeah, I tell you, they really need to redecorate this place. There's no atmosphere at all. Jeez, this crowd is colder than Europa. Let's see, maybe I'll do a little crowd work. You, sir, where are you from?
Trappist 1.
Oh, okay, I'll talk slower and with less gravity. Hey, you wanna smell my flower?
Okay. Hey, you squirted me with water.
Ah, it may look like water, but really, it's liquid nitrogen. Might wanna wash that off, pal. Okay, that's it for me. Thanks for giving me your time. And space.
Hey, what about that guy, huh? You, ma'am, how's your drink there? Oh, it looks terrible. you should give it to me. Give me your drink. Welcome to the stage, Glurk Ben Gop!
Wow, thank you. It's so great to be here. So, what's the deal with desert planets? I mean, who in their right mind settles a desert planet? Hey, dummies, you wouldn't need all those moisture farms if you lived on a planet with, you know, moisture. Ever heard of a river? They're great. Just go to a beach if you love sand so much. So, last night, I did a show on the desert planet Maku. Interesting experience. I actually had a band open for me for the first time. Yeah, a band of raiders. Hard act to follow, I tell you that much. And at the end of the night, the entire club got eaten by a giant sandworm. Talk about a heckler. I guess he didn't like observational comedy. Nah, he was actually a pretty cool guy. He's gonna go on tour with me. He's gonna be my warm-up guy. Thank you, I've been Glurk Bingo. Thank you so much.
Alright. Me and this next guy go way back. Make some noise for a Quasar Top!
Hey, it's me, Quasar Top. And yes, the insulation tile does match the porthole lining. You know, I get a lot of flack for being a prop comic. People always say to me, oh, Quasar Top, aren't you worried you're just getting propped up by all your flashy props? I guess I'm not too worried about that. Not as worried as you should be to be in the same room as a Belogian throttle cleaner. you like that, don't you? I see you, dirty girl. So I was talking to an Earth Alliance infantryman the other day, and he told me the problem with imprisoning Centauris is all the liquid that's always seeping out of their pores. Maybe we need a Proxima subsystem driver, but for ooze, and it would look a little something like this. Right? It'd be all like, and the Centauri would be all like,
ow, not my ooze.
Fucking Centauri. You have been a wonderful audience. Thank you, Quasar Top Nation.
Okay, yeah, no, don't be too hard on this next act. He's with the company. Carter Burke, folks!
Hey, good morning, LV426. How we doing tonight, everyone? Oh, brother, I know the LV stands for Life Viable, but you would not know it by looking around this crowd. Well, hey, we have any new parents out there in the audience? I got a little one. He's a handful, I'll tell you what. I wanted to do a hospital birth, but instead he just exploded out from my chest all over the lunch buffet. Well, they grow up fast, I'll tell you what. I try to cherish all the little moments. I missed the baby's first walk, though, before I could flip my video around, the little guy skittered up into an air duct.
You suck!
Y'all right now, but, they go through clothes so fast, don't they? And it's hard enough finding clothes that come in crustacean sizes.
Bring the last guy back.
Yeah, get off the stage.
It's the end of the show. That's been the Hooba Hooba. I hope to see you guys next time.